What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1031. In this episode, I'll discuss expectations for the onset of action of IM medications used for acute agitation. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1031. And now, on to the episode. When caring for an acutely agitated patient, the delay between IM medication administration and the onset of action can seem exceedingly long. Staff and patient safety continue to be at risk until agitation resolves, and minutes seem to pass like hours. Knowing the time until onset of action to expect is essential in order to manage clinician expectations and resources. Giving additional doses of sedatives before the first has had adequate time to work can result in a stacking effect of the medications and potentially result in oversedation or even cardiorespiratory compromise. The risk-benefit ratio between additional doses of medication and waiting for medication onset exists on a continuum that needs to take into account the risk of the patient violently injuring themselves or staff against the risk of oversedation. Common IM medications given for acute agitation are midazolam, olanzapine, ziprasidone, haloperidol, and combination therapy with haloperidol and lorazepam. Two studies are particularly useful in identifying the time until onset of action that can be expected with these medications. The first is a multi-arm study published in Annals of Emergency Medicine that looked at monotherapy with IM midazolam, olanzapine, ziprasidone, and 5 or 10 milligrams of haloperidol. And the second is a review article in British Medical Journal that summarizes the available evidence on combination therapy, most commonly haloperidol plus lorazepam. For monotherapy, the median time until onset of sedation and the minutes until an 80% chance of sedation are as follows. For midazolam, 5 milligrams IM, it was 12-minute median time to onset, and at 30 minutes, 80% of the patients were sedated. For olanzapine, 10 milligrams IM, it was a 14-minute median time to onset, and again, 30 minutes until 80% of patients were sedated. For ziprasidone 20 milligrams IM, it was a 17-minute median time until onset and a 60-minute period until at least 80% of patients were sedated. For haloperidol 5 milligrams IM, it was a 20-minute time until onset and again a 60-minute time until 80% of patients were sedated. And finally, for the higher dose haloperidol 10 milligrams IM, onset was reduced by only 1 minute, down to 19 minutes, and the time until 80% of patients were sedated was reduced to 45 minutes. And while the number of minutes to onset is not as well defined for combination therapy of lorazepam and haloperidol, the BMJ review indicates that combination therapy is usually accompanied by a faster onset of action. Knowing these times to onset of action can help pharmacists evaluate unique patient scenarios and weigh the risks of additional medication doses with continued non-medication strategies such as verbal de-escalation or physical restraint. Now here's a case example to illustrate this. A 65-year-old woman with a significant cardiac history presented to the ED via law enforcement with acute agitation, suicidal ideation, and ethanol intoxication. She was not cooperating with examination and was physically aggressive to staff on top of her recently expressed interest in self-harm. Verbal attempts to de-escalate and gain cooperation were not successful. She was given IM doses of 5 milligrams haloperidol, 2 milligrams lorazepam, and 50 milligrams diphenhydramine, but 30 minutes later still required the presence of a security officer and intermittent verbal de-escalation and physical restraint to maintain safety. The provider considered an additional dose of haloperidol, but after consulting the pharmacist about time to onset of action for the medications given, elected to continue verbal de-escalation and physical restraint for a bit longer. 5 minutes later, the patient became sedated and cooperative. In this case, additional medications that might have had an interaction with the patient's cardiac history or ethanol intoxication were avoided by the provider's awareness of the time to onset of action for IM sedatives. The topic in this episode is inspired by an in-depth training available to members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that will teach you practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To get immediate access to this and many other resources to help in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.